First, we started slow. We started real slow. And you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life, you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful, is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself. You're going to do it for us. And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're gonna keep smiling. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was
beautiful day, and like a song, an angel passed my way.
She was the embodiment of perfection,
with skin like the sky, and her hair was as long as time. Then she turned to me with her big brought a tear to my eyes, and she said to me,
"Star, oh, you come so far from where you started. Don't be afraid to let your light shine on the world."
Godfrey is not here.
King Joffrey.
King Joffrey Joe.
The boy is in love.
Yo, man, why you tell that man like he dropped the sandwich? That's yo, man, sometimes I can't deal with y'all, man.
What else? Who I said that to?
Lionel.
I said he dropped his sandwich.
Yeah, he put that Italian beef sandwich.
Oh, it did. That sandwich was all over the place, man.
Look at it. Look like he dropped it.
Yeah, it did. Look at that picture, man.
What was that about?
Huh?
Huh?
The sandwich thing. What was it about? He's posting food or?
Yeah, this is the last episode.
Man, you know what? Yeah, I felt the slander coming.
Oh, it wasn't even that bad, man.
You say that. I'm gonna take a listen. I just been like, these niggas gonna roast me after last week.
Oh, it ain't us. It was all one person. Ant went freestyle on that ass.
That boy good.
Mm. But nah, man, he was talking about he found a place in Orlando that gave him the Italian beef like he'd get back in Chicago. And of course, old greedy Gus over there asked for a free one.
I did not ask for a free one. He said he'll give you one.
Okay. Lionel said, next time you downtown, I'll buy you one, right? And said, so when you going to be downtown?
So think, I mean, we could go right after the show.
I'm on my way right now.
Now, you got to lay cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Yo, 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 live in effect, Rex in effect, check one, check two, check three, check four. It's Forget That Yo Radio, episode 98. I'm straight, everything great, sitting on a milk crate. The Black, David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, a.k.a. If It's Free, It's For Me, a.k.a. The Foodinati, a.k.a. Unlactose Intolerant, a.k.a. Back like I never left, and we up in here. Yeah.
Yo, yo, it's your boy KD, a.k.a. Mr. Randa Watson, a.k.a. Soul Glow, the Gourmet Harmonizer, a.k.a. the Carolina Globetrotter, a.k.a. I'm still at your auntie house doing a butterfly to the ground. Let's get it.
What's up, man? It's your boy Stone, man. Crip up or grip up, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped her off, a.k.a. I wasn't feeling on your girl, but I was going through her pockets, man. Let's get it.
That second boo boo sound like constipated. Hey, boo boo. You're looking at a bear. And we back up in here, man. What's popping off, man?
Hey, man, check this out real quick. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm trying to research it. I'm really trying to research it. My DC dude that live in Maryland, he drives trucks. He said he was listening to a news radio station and they were talking about the show.
Shut up.
I'm dead ass, though. That's what he told me, that shit, like, Friday. And I've been trying to find some way to verify that shit.
You just gotta, said they said.
Hmm?
Yeah. What did he say? They said.
He said it was a great show, questionable language, but it's a great show.
Questionable. Yep. So, hey, guys on the station, my language is clean, so if y'all want to put me on, you know. If y'all want me to leave, holla at your boy.
You just got to get him to stop talking about butt sex, and he'll be all right.
Whoa.
For real.
Says the guy who just took off his lab coat last week.
Oh, inside joke. Inside joke. Katie,
you still doing that booty musical?
Oh.
Booty musical, huh?
Dancing for Dimes.
Who
sipped this tea?
Who just sipped this tea?
Sipped this tea.
All right, Stephen A. Over there sipping. Then what happened? This text just threw me all the way off. Hey, you ask them what station it is, because most of the time they got, what you call it? They got podcasts now they upload to the website.
99.1.
And that's in D.C.?
Maryland.
99.1. I'm going to check that out. Go through the background archives.
Sipping. What's up?
I said, you really in the background sipping.
Oh, my God. Man, this water's delicious,
that
man.
That man's over there sipping that pink Nestle Quick.
Strawberry?
Yep.
It's strawberries.
You gotta, y'all used to sip that. You gotta sip it. It's delectable.
Hells yeah. What's been popping, fellas?
Man, so last week my roasting session came courtesy of me coming back from Jordan. And when I say that is, it's a very confusing place.
Confusing.
They got dope stuff there. Like, the city is very, like...
You smoke dope there?
No.
Oh.
No. They smoke dope there.
Oh.
Freely, but... like, they got... It's... How can I say? It's very Easternized, as far as, like, they got a lot of stuff that you could tell they incorporated from the U.S. and everything. Like, our hotel, we say that was, like, very upscale. But... Then you go down the street and there'd be people like on the side of huts selling food and sleeping in those same huts and stuff. But the thing that killed me over there is the way people drive. They drive with a zero fucks given mentality over there. I'd never seen anything like that in my life. There was a dude, we was going, we was driving around because we had some business to take care of. And there was a dude, I saw him, he went up the off ramp. And it wasn't like a, like, he just ran up on it and he was like, shit, I moved too slow. I can't cut over. Let me just go off ramp. Like, he went all the way up and then changed his mind and came back down in reverse.
Oh, he didn't.
With traffic going to, you know, in traffic. I'm like, the hell?
I did that one time.
What?
Hey, man, it's too far to go around.
Oh, but hell no.
The thing that the highlight of the trip was the day I almost died.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to say this was a shitty trip. If this was the highlight.
The day I almost died was the greatest.
But continue, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so first off, drinking with white people is an adventure in itself.
That is so true.
I was drinking the night before with these dudes, and I'm talking about they had like 2-for-1 Jack all night, $5. And it didn't matter what drink you got. It could have been like Jack and lemonade, Jack and Coke, Jack and whatever. But it was, you know, buy one, get one free. So mind you, we racking those up. Then they wanted to start doing tribute shots to people who had been part of the team, had passed away. And have you ever heard something called a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Yeah, had that in a shot. Had a Sambuca.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's the worst shit on earth. Who decided to put licorice in liquor form? I don't know, but fuck you. I hate you.
Yo, put it in liquor form and make the shit flammable. Come on, son.
Yeah.
That should make it, what was that stone?
Make it flammable.
I thought it was flammable, but okay. Go ahead.
I said flammable.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
All right. So I drank all this and passed out when I got to the room. We were supposed to get up at 8 to catch a ride out to this religious site called Petra at 9. Well, I woke up at 8:30. Had to get up, shower right quick, had a hangover like none other. Got in the car. It was a 3-hour drive out to this spot, right? So we got out there. Mind you, I still got a hangover. We walking in the desert, and one of the big sites to go see was to climb like 1,000 steps to the top of this mountain, right? Mm-mm-mm. Hangover, heat, and Yep. You talking about somebody was clutching their chest and couldn't breathe? Yeah, bruh. Yeah. Then it didn't help that I was sweating and sand was swirling all in the desert and stuff. So I had like a film of sand and dirt on my face on top of sweat.
And man juice.
What is man juice?
I don't know why you asked that question.
See? You see what I say? And he's talking about going to a radio station.
That was totally unnecessary.
So all this, we was out there for like 4 hours and we had to go back. So we get in the car and we driving back. We had one, like, it was like a routine stop. It wasn't a, we didn't get pulled over, but it was like a checkpoint. 20 minutes down the road, we had another checkpoint. Mm. But at the second checkpoint, they pulled my driver's license. And come to find out, he had some shit in the system against him. We never got the full story of what it was, but he smelled like weed when we got in the car. One.
Who was this driver?
This is a rental car driver.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he smelled like weed when we got in the car. He get to this checkpoint. They check his ID, and they was like, get out the car. Take the keys with you. What? Oh. So he outside talking. Of course, they talking in, you know, Arabic, so we can't understand. So then they come, the cops come poking their head back in the car and was like, who can drive? Excuse me? They was like, yeah, because he's going to jail. So they made us follow us to the police station, and I'm thinking, this sounds like a setup. All that stuff going on with ISIS, people getting kidnapped. We over in a foreign country. I'm like, it sounds like a setup. But we ain't had no choice because the cop got in the car and drove us to the police station. So we in there talking and everything. And I'll come to find out, like, he had, like, some warrants out for him for not paying his taxes.
Either taxes?
Yeah, it was either that or mistaken identity, one of the two. But we never got the full story. So they made us drive all the way back. 3 hours away, mind you, to the city where we was at, Amman, from this religious site. And we had no clue where to go. Mm-hmm. Bro, when I tell you that was like a 3 hour drive turned into like 4.5 hours. And we almost got hit about 4 or 5 times. The dude, not only did he, because we can't read the signs and we don't know the roadways, he went the wrong way 3 times into oncoming traffic. And they don't have like speed limits over there. Yeah, we was about to die.
Then your internet went the wrong way in 3 different directions. Golly.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, B?
What's good, though?
Lionel.
But I think you're Jamaican now. Lionel.
No, not Jamaican. Guyanese.
Oh, okay.
Same, but different.
Yeah, same, but different.
Same.
Y'all kill me with that every time.
This female said, what'd she say? I said, you're going to be on, she said, I'm going to Jamaica. And I was like, oh, so you're going to be out there with your feet all in the lake? She said, lake. It's the ocean. I said, lake, ocean, potato, tomato, same.
Hey, she had that confused look on her face when you said that.
Yeah.
Fuck did you say? All right, so KD, man.
What the girls look like out there?
Oh, they was,
oh, man, they good. Fire.
He's at five.
What?
The ones that you could see.
Oh, they got the wrapped up shit.
Yeah, they. Some.
Come
some
on, man. I mean,
the burkas. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, some of them are more traditional, so they was wearing, you know, the burka and stuff when they went out. But they just like women over in the United States. They got a very ethnic look to them, but they got their variety too, because we've seen a big one out there, and she was trying to two-step at the bar that we was drinking at.
In a burka?
No, she was in her regular clothes.
Well, they can't dance in the club in the burkas, huh? Mm-mm.
They could. There was some out there.
Yeah, man, I don't even get my grind though, fool. Instagram.
He tried to get up under the burka.
Let me in.
His hand lopped off.
Hell yeah.
Man, them dudes can't fight.
So, yo, all in all, man, how was the trip?
It was good. Except with the exception of me almost dying and having a heat stroke, it was pretty good. Although I will say the plane trip back was, I experienced some Jordanian racism.
What?
Yeah. Apparently they don't like black folks over there.
They don't like black folks anywhere, really.
Because I'm over there, right? We had the airport, and the trip coming back to the United States, right? The airline that was flying us back, all they had like 20 counters, and it was all, you know, flights anywhere, except the United States. They only had one counter for all trips going back to the United States, and it was the longest line in history, right? So we got up there to the, we finally got up there to the counter, right? The dude that I was with on my team, his bag was bigger than mine, right? His suitcase was bigger than mine. And then some of the equipment we had to take it with us on the aircraft because we can't, we can't just ship it off anywhere because we travel all the time. So we carry it with us as part of our luggage that we check in, right? He had the same shit that I did, but his suitcase was bigger, right? While I get up there, they went through, you know, booking me for the ticket, read my passport and all that shit real quick. But he was like, so your bags, you're going to take them to the other side of the airport. Huh? He was like, yeah, your bag is oversized. And I'm looking, my weight was less than the dude that was with me. But I'm the one that had to take my shit to the other side. So I got to walk my shit all the way to the other side of the airport, right? And you know how they get, like, in some airports, how they have oversized bags, so they go through and scan your stuff, right? They do it. Why they made me do it? I sent my bag there, and I was like, all right, y'all going to take it? And he was like, no, you do it. Just like that. No, you do it. Pointed to the little conveyor belt and was like, you got it. So I just set both bags up there, and then he went all through the stuff.
Dang.
The first bag, he was like, what's this? And I was like, it's a phone. Well, what you use the phone for?
What? Wait a minute.
It's a phone.
Oh, they had to call these hoes.
So he was like, no bomb? I was like, no.
He
was like,
said, okay.
No bomb. I would have said, boom. Yeah.
What?
You trying to get me held up in no Jordanian jail over there? Hell no.
Oh, then you don't want to meet the Jordanian.
Jordanian fleece.
Hell no. And then my other bag, I had my PlayStation up in there. He was like, what's this? He's pointing at the X-ray. He didn't make me open that bag. He's pointing at the X-ray. He was like, what's that? All right, PlayStation. He was okay with that. Oh, PlayStation? Okay, you good. I'm like, so that could have been the bomb, and you had nothing to say. But the phone, they clearly got the buttons up there and the dial tone and all that stuff. That's what you want to question. All right. So then it was like, nah, you leave your bags here, because I was like, so where else do I take them? He was like, nah, you leave them here. What? It's nothing official about this place, mind you. It just say oversized baggage. There's nobody there that's like, okay, we'll check your stuff. It's going to go on the conveyor belt to the back. It was like sitting beside a coffee shop. I'm like, man, my bags is going to get left here.
Yeah.
Then go through customs. We got through customs easy. It was like, you know, you U.S. government, you go through fine. But then when we got to the gate, they made me take out everything I had in my carry-on bag 5 times. Within 10 steps of each other. Like, the dude would be like, take your stuff out your bag. He would look at it. He'd be like, all right, you're good. Go down 2 steps. And the next dude was like, take your stuff out your bag. He just saw my stuff. Well, I didn't see it. Huh?
What? Well, then he don't need to be there.
Yeah. Got to the last dude finally. Mind you, I did this 4 more times previously, right? They do some stuff at the airport where they wipe the stuff down. I guess they checking for residue,
they
right?
Wipe your booty too?
Oh, Jesus.
I always with the butt stuff, man.
Hey,
they wiped down.
He brought it up.
They wiped down the equipment with this like little tab, and they put it in this machine, and it's checking for like bomb residue and all that stuff. Nothing came up. He was like, all right, you good. All this, we was 2.5 hours early for my flight. By the time I got through all this, they was already boarding.
Damn, son.
And when I got to Chicago, while my bag was the very last bag to get off the aircraft.
Yo, they was checking your bag for J's.
I had to make sure I had all my shit when I got back home. It was terrible.
Hell yeah, but they was trying to go through your shit. Like, the black man always have Jordans.
They was looking at me like, nigger. Had they said that when I was going through the gate, I wouldn't have been shocked.
You know what I'm saying?
You're probably the only person in that line.
give that hard R a hard time.
I only put unwashed clothes in the baggage I check.
Oh.
Yeah, dirty drawers. They like, never mind.
Gym clothes and underwear.
This dude here, man.
And the other thing that got me over there was that the ones who could speak English, they don't understand English very well. So every question I asked, the answer was always yes. Like, that's not the question I asked. It was a
yes.
You know, can you take us to? It was like, it wasn't a yes and no question. It was like, can you take us to where they got swarmers at?
Yes.
What's the name of the
place? That is a yes and no question.
Yes.
Where's the restroom? Yes.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's not what I asked you.
Yeah. Everything. Yes. Huh? Yes. Ask the second time. Huh? Yes.
Hell no.
Hey, man. Somebody, there's a chicken over here running around. Yes.
Yes. Chicken, yes.
What?
Yeah, that was my adventure. So I know my trip's lined up for October, November, and December. So in one of those 3 months, I'm going to be in Africa. So
what part?
Well, if I could tell you, then I wouldn't. It has to wait till I come back, because all this shit popping off with ISIS and all that stuff. No.
Oh, yeah, we do got a lot of ISIS listeners.
Hey, man.
That's half our downloads.
Damn. Hey. All
right. When Anthony sit up there.
Man, y'all over here believing the hype. ISIS ain't nothing. Ain't doing nothing, man.
Hey, man, don't be walking around Africa, okay? my homeboy was in South Africa, right? He called me. He was like, yeah, man, I was walking around the city looking for liquor. I said, man, are you sure you're supposed to do that? He's like, I guess not. Because the African dude at the hotel seen him and was like, hey, man, what the fuck you doing? He's like, I'm walking around. He's like, man, they will kill you. I was like, God damn.
There was no hesitation in that at all.
Like, yo, they will kill you, man. Get back in here. I'm like, yo.
Wait, why would they kill him?
Because he's not from around there.
So you said if you go to Africa because you real light skinned, they gonna kill you?
They might.
Man, I don't believe the hype.
It's gonna be a fucking struggle though.
He said it's gonna be a struggle.
I ain't just going down without putting up a fight.
Man, you gonna get jumped by like 90 people.
I'm a get two of them motherfuckers.
You ain't getting one.
Get somebody, goddammit.
You see a video of Stone running through the desert.
I ain't running.
Trying to run up a pyramid. Gonna forget that your shirt on.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, man, bad publicity, man.
No, I'm just saying, hey, everybody wants this shirt.
Everybody. They were chasing me just for the shirt.
Oh, man. Alright, let's get into it, man. What's popping off this week?
Oh, I'm going to hit up these speak pipes.
Oh, okay. How many we got?
Two.
Okay.
Speak peasies. The first one is from, I got to pause it.
Did you forget?
Hold up. Rick Shell. That's who we're going to rock with.
The homie.
This is the one she said where she did the drunken recording.
And lost it.
Yeah. Here we go. If it'll play. Oh, man. I think it's... Oh.
What up, forget that, yo. It's your girl, Pretty Ricky, a.k.a. Ricky with two eyes, a.k.a. I have a mean pimp game, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with it because I don't even know because it's fucked up. Anyway, a.k.a. we good in this bitch.
Pause it.
As you can tell, I'm really...
What?
Yo, she is fired up.
She is lit.
That is what Hennessy talk right there.
Hey, it sounds like she rocking while she records.
For real, yo, she's drunk as shit.
She on the edge. She right on the edge of the porch. Like, she, man, it's a long fall, too. She got that dope man lean.
Smooth, hanging on to the pole and just talking, just swinging back and
forth. Right, here we go.
I was in that club that day.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, and I am sending this voicemail because Stone Elta Replay, aka LL Poppy, is he called me out, so I'm just leaving a voicemail because I left a voicemail a couple of weeks ago, and obviously you guys didn't get it. So I'm leaving another one. Hopefully it will go through. And only thing I said was, I love you guys, and that I'm missing KD with the songs, man. Like, for real, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I have some songs in my head that I want to get with KD and stuff, so don't pay no attention to me. I'm really drunk right now. Also, I want to say that I have really been on podcasting right now. Like, I don't even listen to radio right now. I work in radio, and I don't listen to radio anymore because podcast is the way to be, and you guys have got me in the zone. Like, I listen to you. I listen to that guy who tips. I listen to 40 Acres. 40. I listen to Straight Out of Low Cash. Oh, I listen to The Pisces Life. Like, I don't even listen to radio anymore, and I work in radio, and that's sad. Don't tell nobody. But I love podcasting now. Like, that's my life. Like, for real. But don't tell nobody about that, because I live and work in radio right now. But, yeah, you guys are the shit. I love you guys. And that's about it. Holla.
Yo.
Yo, hey, the man. Whisper.
Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody.
Hey, did she call Stone Big LL?
Did she say Big LL Poppy?
She said AKA Big LL.
I can love you better.
I don't see what's so fucking funny. Y'all still laughing? Y'all still laughing.
I gotta hit this fan. Oh, dang. The light switch is off. It's hot. Oh, man.
We need more people to call up the show drunk. Because that seems that to be was, get the funniest email.
That was voicemail. That was great.
Oh, was man.
The fire, cause she was like, I work in radio, and I don't even listen to that shit.
Don't tell nobody. That's
Hey, you imagine somebody coming out the door and hear a whisper, don't tell nobody.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh, man. That was good.
That was really good. Shout out to Rick Sale. Yo, we going to have to get on here, man.
Heck yeah.
Time, man.
We got another one.
I'm sweating. That shit was funny.
I know.
We got one from the homie, Big Shaheem. Okay, here we go.
Hey. It's your good dude, Shaheem, man, a.k.a. Black Incredible Hulk. When you see me, you might think that I'm angry, a.k.a. no longer a father of a tribe. I'm a father of a nation. Hey, man, quick story. We got our family dog, Leia, and she's a little shih tzu. All right, so usually she'll walk everywhere with me. I don't have to put no leash on her or anything. So one night, you know, it was real late. We moved to the new place and everything. She's pretty familiar with stuff. We were I took her for a walk. No leash. You know, we went to the dock. You know, I'll be out here crabbing. You know, you can see me on Facebook. Pay attention. Anyway, so everything was cool. You know, I shot the crab trap. It was like 2:30 in the morning. It was just late. I dozed off. I knew I had to take her out. So we're walking back to the house, and I tell her, she tries to go to the front. And then, you know, she doesn't want to go into the – I'm trying to make her go to the back. And, man, this is where it goes downhill. To be continued.
That dude still ain't got them time constraints today.
Wait a minute. Why his cut off will Rick Shell be going long?
Did she do the
speak pipe?
I don't know.
That is weird.
Did we got part two?
I don't think so.
I ain't be leaving short stories.
Yeah.
Cliffhangers.
Dang, man.
I said to be continued.
Oh, maybe it's on the same. Let me see if it's on the same email. That's what happened last time. Okay, yeah, here we go. That was message 23. Message 20. Okay, yeah. You know how they group all the emails now?
Oh, do they?
That joint be throwing me off. Here we go.
Hey, this is a good dude, Shaheen, part two. So, the dog, she's at the front, and I'm telling her, you know, let's go through the bed. Let's go. Come on. So, sometimes, you know, our relationship isn't the greatest. So sometimes when I when I'm like giving her a command or whatever, she gets real scared and takes off running. Well, this is one of those situations. So I stop my foot and I'm like, come on, Leia, let's go. And she takes off running, right? Now keep in mind the backyard leads to the dock, right? There's a big dock and it leads to the dock. She takes off running in at night. It's dark. She can't see anything. And all of a sudden, I just see her go towards the dock. And then she just disappears. I'm like, what happened to her? So I'm thinking she may have hit the corner or something of that nature. So I go down there. You know, I'm taking my time. I'm looking on the dock to see where she at. And she's not on the dock. Then I'm looking behind, like, the shed, you know, right in front of the dock. She ain't over there. Then I start looking in the water. And I see a hole. Like there's grass moss or something on the water, and there's like a hole where something fell in, and I'm looking, and then I see her little head sticking out the water, and I'm like, oh, my wife is gonna kill me. part three to be continued.
Dang, I thought he's about to say the dog ain't come up. I'm like, oh, this is about to get bad.
Yeah, we just witnessed a death of a dog.
And he got a dock in the backyard? Baller?
Baller?
Baller alert? Man.
I am really working on this 90-second storyteller. Please forgive me. Anyway, so this is the last part. So, you know, I'm looking at the dog, and I see her head sticking out the water. I'm like, oh, my wife is finna kill me. So I poke at her because I don't know if that's just half a head or what. Because we got alligators out here. It's real. And so, you know, she was still alive. She was okay. And I grabbed her. And I'm like, what is your problem? And I put her to the side of me, you know, and I get up off the ground. Like, I grab her from out the water, and I put her to the side of me. And then she takes off again. I'm like, where are you going? Where are you going? So she ran somewhere over to the neighbor's yard. I had no idea where she was at. And, I had to wake the wife up. Keep in mind, she's pregnant. And my wife is pregnant, and it's 3:00 in the morning. So I wake her up. She's like, you got to be kidding me. I tell her the whole story. She's like, you got to be kidding me. So we go outside. We're calling the dog, and she's just not coming. And so we go back in the house. I put on all the lights around the house so she knows where to come to. And then, you know, my wife goes back to bed or whatever, and I'm just sitting in the front room. And then my wife comes out, and it's like 6:00 now. And she goes and checks outside. And we find the dog. She thought I killed the dog, though. It was crazy.
I thought you killed the dog.
Yo. I thought thought he was going to say more of the story. We getting that leash, dog.
Hell yeah.
This dog just running off now.
You know, Shaheem used to blow up with the answer machines back in the 90s.
Get hit with that beep.
Beep. Hold on, babe. Let me call you right back. To be continued.
Yo, what is this? Man, I'm seeing all kind of messages now.
I told you. Every time I ask you, yo, we got a message. I bet we had one.
Is this part four? Hold up. This is unplayed. I don't know if this is with that. We're going to play it anyway.
So there's a part three. I'm sorry.
Or part four. I don't even know what part I'm on right now. But anyway, so the dog was at the front door when my wife went to go out and check again. And she was fine. We gave her a bath. Gave her a Scooby snack. And she was good to go. But I told my wife later, I'm like, you thought I killed the dog, didn't you? Because we can't afford this place. You thought I killed the dog. She's like, I actually did kill the dog. And I was like, you was never going to feed me, were you? And she was like, nope, I sure wasn't. So anyway, I'm glad the dog came home. But man, y'all do a great show. I appreciate y'all, man. I've been enjoying everything y'all putting out. Man, keep up the good work. Stay on. I mean, just y'all are hilarious, and you know, I'm just trying to be you guys' advertisement. So I make sure everybody that I know listen to the show. All right, man, y'all stay up. Bye.
Did he say, you know, we can't afford this place?
Yeah, yeah, he can't.
Why does the dog dying affect that?
I gotta get you back for this extra high rent. It's gonna be extra high sorrow.
Who said kill the dog?
Yo, I'm mad they gave the dog a Scooby snack for running off, man.
For real.
You can't reward poor performance.
Yo, they need to talk to AP.
You stupid. Shout out to Shaheem, man.
For real, man.
Come down to game night, man.
Oh, yeah, come down there.
Be a lot of us down there. What was it, what, Thursday?
Yeah, it was out of Thursday.
Did you get Italian beef?
No, man. They close at 2 in the afternoon. I don't even know how that works, but
it sounds like Lionel knew that. Just able to buy your sandwich.
Lionel's eating that taco kind of slow, man, for killing two sandwiches.
Hey, man. Hey, get off my eating.
Him and D. Nah. D met us down there too. And you know me. I went through the tacos. Got them double D's. I threw some D's on them, dog. I look up. They was still eating. They wasn't even done with the first taco. I'm like, hey, man.
Maybe you speed eat or something.
No, man. I guess I am the king of eating, man.
I don't know, man. I wasn't in the army. I eat like a regular person.
That is true.
Yeah, man. They got us brainwashed, man. I gotta get these out the way. So yeah, man. I can't check for the other voicemails because we recording. I always forget those.
God damn you! You know what? I meant to hit you up earlier and tell you to do that.
I just be liking these clear joints so much. Them struggle voicemails, man. I don't even know what they be saying. So. Lionel got the top three best jobs in the world.
Just the list.
What we got?
Oh, no, nah, no. Nah, I'm talking about his job.
You talking about my job.
It ain't right, man. It's not fair.
Hey, man. Hey, I took him up because, you know, game night's across the street from the office. Okay. So I took him up real quick, showed him the office. Man, I thought he was going to take me out and take my job.
Oh, damn.
I was about to smash his fingers on the desk. He can't do it. Look, my fingers work. Look. Man, he got the skyline view, man. Got the city below. Come on, man. It was dope. I'm looking where I can set up shop at. Who got that office over there? That one empty? Who in there?
Come to work, you're in the tech room, packing up t-shirts.
Yeah. Some random chick just walked through the building looking crazy. Like, okay. Hey. Shout out to SBK. Camboy. And Angel. We see you, Camboy. Had the breezies.
Yeah.
I walked up to Camboy. I was like, hey, so where you going with them? Yeah. Yeah. Could have shared one, but okay. Y'all trying to get some stories, or y'all got some other stuff to talk about?
Let's get on them stories, man.
Hold on. On the way here, everybody noticed I was late, but had to work on my way here. I still stand by it. People in Florida can't drive. And I almost got hit 3 times. And that's not the worst part. One of the times was by a cat on a bike.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
A bicycle.
Hold on. Hey, man. Okay. If you always got hit 3 times and one of them was by a dude on a bike, it might not be the people in Florida that's the problem.
Nah. Have you ever drove in Florida?
No.
Okay, then. Come out and drive for a week. Hey, man. Hey, Ant, tell them.
Yeah, please, man. They out of control here, dude.
Look, I'm riding. Look, straight line. I'm riding. Railroad crossing. This is in Winter Park. I'm driving. Railroad crossing coming up, right? Mm-hmm. So I see him on the right on his bike. You know, they're riding the street. So he riding. I'm looking at him, paying no attention, zero attention. I think he had headphones on. So he just riding. I'm going. I start to slow down because something don't seem right. So as soon as you get to the railroad crossing, he decides he wants to cross the street. He looks nowhere. He doesn't look left. He doesn't look right. He keeps looking straight and proceeds to make a left going across the street in an angle, a long angle at that. So I hit the brakes because by then he was about 2 feet away from the front right side of the car. So he slides over. I slam on the brake. His earphone, he hits his brakes too. So his earphones pops out his ears. He grabs his heart. So I rolled down the window. I said, "You okay?" He was like, yeah, man. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. So yeah, I almost killed a biker today, but
damn,
you still good.
Dang, I forgot to tell y'all last week. I seen a dude ran over on a bike.
Wasn't me.
What? Damn,
that's the second time I've seen somebody hit.
That this whole riding bikes in the street.
Even when they walk in the street, man, they just. They don't care about cars.
They're just reckless.
Yeah, we own this.
Hell no.
Yeah, if you ever see a biker in Florida, oh, they tough. They feel like an actual car.
Hell, man. Yo, this little kid ran in front of the Jeep on his bike. You know what I'm saying? Like we were stopped, and all the kids was in the street. And they, yo, I hate now the kids move out the street slow. Like when we was kids, man, a car coming, yo, you move.
It was a heads up.
You know what I'm saying? Now they move slow. So we wait for everybody to get out the street. And we start going. I see out the corner of my eye this little kid on a bike. He don't look like he's slowing down. So I'm like, yo, just let me stop. Yo, he's smooth, like, right in front of the car. Now, if I hadn't been looking, he'd have been hit, right? Mm-hmm. So I rolls down the window.
Uh-oh.
The fuck is wrong with you, boy?
Stupid. I would have grabbed my little nuts and then ran.
Yeah, you got hit.
I would have been.
Yeah. Okay, I got a question. Have you ever lied about or been lied on about sex?
Wait, have a y'all has know Tyson, I ain't lying because Tyson rounds.
No. I'm saying has anybody ever lied about having sex with you, or have you ever lied about having sex with somebody?
Oh no, nah, that's lame.
No.
So anybody ever lied about having sex with y'all?
Wait a minute. I think in high school, but I can't recall.
Nah,
I guess you're alone, buddy.
Yeah, shit was happening to me. And, yo, it was a crucial story, too, man. Like, somebody almost got shot, man, for real.
Dang.
dog, I'm in my homie house. Wifey called me. It's like, yo, why you do it? What the fuck you talking about? Yo, she crying and shit, right?
Dang.
So I come home. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Why you had sex with that girl? What girl? What are you talking about? Somebody else called my wife and told them they watched me have sex with this other chick.
What?
But all right, it came from these people. They had a messy relationship. And I was like, yo, man, they need to keep that shit at their house. Because they come over here trying to fuck my shit up, I'm going to kick somebody's ass.
Is this recent?
No, this is like shit. Like when I first, like matter of fact, man, I've been married probably about 3 months at this time.
Dang, he didn't get in the house good.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm chilling with wifey. I'm like, yo, baby, I swear to you, I did not do this. You know what I'm saying? She didn't believe me, which is fucked up. But my homeboy wife was with the chick that called and said she watched me that whole night. And wifey knew her. She was like, nah, me and the girl was together. We never saw him. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo. So I'm like, you know what? Somebody got to die. Straight up, man. You trying to fuck up my marriage over some bullshit. Now you really gonna get fucked up, man. And I goes to niggas' houses. knocks on doors, man. Like, yo. Somebody getting fucked up. Whichever one y'all come out of the house, I don't care. I'm fucking somebody up, man.
You never found out why they did it?
Somebody, the chick they said I slept with told them that I said that. That if they bring that bullshit over to my house, I'm kicking somebody's ass. So they brought that shit to my house and I had to kick somebody's ass.
Man, you don't hang with them no more, do you?
Nah, hell no.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
What if the chick was a supermodel, though?
Nah, I ain't fucking up my marriage for no pussy.
Hold on, what if it's Beyonce?
Nope.
I mean, but your marriage, you could probably work that out.
No.
But you got this Beyonce story, though.
Yeah, for real. Nah.
You say it's your marriage, you can work it out.
People work it out all the time, man.
No, man. I will not admit to anything while we're recording.
Bouquet of flowers.
He said bouquet.
a gift card to females love them Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster.
I knew you were going to say Red Lobster. I knew you were going to say Red Lobster.
They do. Bitches love Red Lobster.
Real. And then it's just to seal it all off and top it off, the next morning, you have about 6 Cheddar Bays you stole in a napkin in your pocket. Heat them up. Make some eggs, bacon,
and Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Throw them Cheddar Bays on there. Breakfast in bed with the little rose and the little water. Y'all see how I said that water like New Orleans?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not happening, son.
Yeah, that's a crazy story, man.
Yeah, man.
Sound like you got around to eating Cheddar Bay biscuits finally.
Nah, man, I ain't had a Cheddar Bay biscuit since I was 14.
You better get on them Cheddar Bay. Yo, you know they sell them in the store now?
Yeah. Do they taste just like the real ones?
Hell no.
Because them White Castle burgers, they taste like, them White Castles taste like the White Castles.
Do they?
Yeah.
I never tried one of them.
Yeah, try them joints out the store. They got a high sodium content. You might pass out, but... Yo, KD, man, what's going on with the military, man? They got
popping off.
I call it the raping salute.
Extraordinary
high levels of rapes, according to the military. It says you are 30% more likely to get raped in the military than not in the military.
KD, man.
Wait, Charles. Don't make it seem like I'm the liaison for all military people about rape or something.
Hey, why y'all raping, man?
This man said, when a gunnery sergeant tells you to take off your clothes, you better take off your clothes.
Why?
Hey, man. We got, let's see. Stevie Stovey. a Navy man. He said, I can't perform the way I used to. I just feel damaged. All I remember was the pain. The slapping sound of being raped.
Hold on, they raping men?
Yeah, these are men. I try to make love to my wife, but I can't. I'm triggered. I'm traumatized by the sound. So he's traumatized by the sound of the... Oh, man.
Butt sex? What is going on? All
right. This is what I'm going to say. The military has been known to let in troubled people on both sides of the coin, men and women.
Yeah.
They do it. You know, you got men who go after women. You got men who go after men. You got women who go after kids. You got women who go after other women. It's just bad all around. Because the way they... It's such a... How can I say? It's a mass recruiting process. They bring in as many as they can, and then they filter them out. Although it'd be too late because you encounter stuff like this.
What do they do? But, all right, you know like I do. Like, some people you just know is off right when you meet them. And the military let all these off people in.
Because they're trying to meet quotas. Recruiters are trying to meet quotas. So they don't care about how bad the people are. Because I've heard many a story of people being like, hey, I smoked weed before I came in. And it was like, I told my recruiter, and it was like, just don't mention it when you're going through MEPS. And you'll be good.
Did I tell y'all I didn't even pass my ASVAB?
What?
No. I took the ASVAB to get out of class with everybody else. And pretty much Christmas treated. And I went up there with Lenny because he was like, yo, take this ride with me. I'm about to join. I went up there with him. I'm just chilling. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. So he was like, hey, so what are you going to do? And I'm like, that's a good question. I was like, I ain't doing nothing. I'm chilling. I'm just up here watching him sign up. And he was like, did you take the ASVAB? I was like, yeah, but I got a horrible score. And he's like, you want to take it again? I was like, nah, I pretty much took it to get out of class. Everybody else did it. He was like, let me pull you up. Pulled it up. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, if you want to go in, I can get you in right now. You ain't got to take the test. I said, huh? Try it. He made a phone call, dog. And he was like, you in if you want to go. And that's how I got in.
Yeah, I can see that because they really be trying to meet quotas. So they don't really be doing like background checks. The background checks fall into what job you get. Like, I wasn't even out of basic, and because of my job in the career field and whatnot, they were already doing a background check on me, and I was still in basic. So it just all depends on the job. But I know at my last base, when I was up in Destin, there was a news report that had came out about a dentist who was a serial rapist of dudes. And they said what was happening was he was going to the clubs out there, and you know, he was chit-chatting with the dude, and they, you know, it'd just be like two guys talking at a bar. The dudes weren't paying it no attention, and then they said they wake up in the dentist chair.
What?
Have no clue. Yeah.
Hey, man.
And it finally came out. It finally came out because one dude stepped up, and I hate to say it like this, but in most of those cases where there's been a victim that's been abused by somebody in power like that, one person steps up and then the rest of them step up.
Yeah.
So it happened like that, and it was like 20 or 30 dudes that he had done got like that. And then so it's just one of the things where, like you said, they let people in, and then it's starting to come into light, a lot of this stuff, because people are going to, like, national news networks and saying, like, hey, this shit is happening. You know, what's going down? Because on the women's side of things with sexual assault, I've been in briefings, like, at least once every 2 months about sexual assault.
Damn.
And it's just, yeah, it's, you know, bystander training to make sure, like, you picking up signs of what could be going on at a party or in the location you at, to make sure that you paying attention to somebody else who may be getting taken advantage of or may be uncomfortable with the situation. 2 months later, it's another briefing about stuff. So it's just gotten real bad. So from what you talking about with that story with the dudes, I'm not surprised at all.
Damn.
And that, especially since they did away with the don't ask, don't tell. Mm-hmm. And like he was saying, you know, there's a bunch of people, like, I hate to say it like this because I'm pretty sure we got Marines out there, but I've worked with Marines and they tell you that they kind of have it ingrained in you that you're supposed to do certain things a certain way. Like if somebody above rank tells you to do something, you do it. Now, to that extent, we'd have to scrap. But certain people aren't strong-willed like that. They're like, well, he's going to affect my career, so, you know, I got to do this so it won't affect my career. But
he's going to affect your ass.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Man, that's a lot of, like, timid dude, like, weak-minded dudes in the military, man.
Yeah.
Man, I used to stick up for them dudes. Exactly. And I got late. Then they tried to blackball me.
Like, he's too independent.
they turn on you quick. That's why I had to hustle my way out the military, because they would start to, like, they started making me do all the wash racks and start giving me all these crazy jobs. They're telling my friends, don't hang with me. I'm a bad person. He's a
troublemaker.
I'm the troublemaker. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I have no write-ups. 5 EPRs. Then they start messing with my EPRs. Dudes that wasn't even in, like, my location, because I got switched to, like, supply chain. So I'm like, why is this dude in Jets that I haven't worked with for a year writing my EPR when I'm over here?
Yeah.
Uniform, the best uniform in the building, but I'm the bad guy. Like, dude, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, you go against the grain with certain folks, and they know how to manipulate the system, they'll get you.
Yep, they're doing everything they could, dog. I was like, nope, they'll not me.
Yo, you ever seen a dude that was rapey, though?
As far as towards dudes or females? No,
towards females.
You mean like at work grabbing them and stuff?
No, I'm like, yo, we was at the club. And just the way this dude, yo, we called him Haitian Jack. Because he was from Haiti and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Just the way he act, man, I was like, yo, man. Dudes in Haiti is on some rape shit, man. God damn. Like, yo, he on the dance floor just busting his shirt open. Hey, girl, you like me? What?
What the heck?
Yo, like, grabbing him. Like, girl, you like me? Like, yo, why are you so aggressive? Like, yo, hey, I'm never going to Haiti.
Yeah, check this out. I had actually let the assault go because I didn't want it to interfere with my career. I wanted to be an officer. And I just said, bad experience. Won't let that happen again. But there was some residual damage. A month and a half later, I was brought into a room with about 9 officers and told, you have tested positive for HIV. I was removed from the military and signed out within a day. Dang.
Damn, son.
Yeah, they want you out. They're going to get you out. But that's just all bad.
That's fucked up, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, all right, so he said that he didn't want to make waves, so he just let it happen and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
What if it's a circle of them dudes? And now you known as the dude that just let it happen.
Yep.
Now all of them coming after you. Nah, man.
After that boy. Yeah.
I want that boy pussy.
Dang.
Yeah, it's...
One of the doctors said to me afterwards, son, men don't get raped.
Yeah, they do.
Dang, they gotta do it. Man, I ain't trying to be funny. They do look just like KD right here.
That's fucked up.
Hey, man.
Hey, and he in the Air Force. Trent Smith.
Is he the raper or the rapey?
He got raped.
Oh, KD.
He said, being invited over to this house, I just took it as I should go. Looking back, I asked myself, why didn't you do anything? It wasn't like he held me down or tied me up. I didn't want to cross him. I really didn't feel like I had any choice. I had just turned 19. It could be my career. I froze and went along with it.
No, that's not freezing. You got to do a lot of shit to get penetrated, homie.
See, man, I'm looking at these. These are the dudes I'm talking about. Like, these scared dudes that they just be abusing, man. Like, go clean bathrooms and stuff, and they just run to do it.
Hey, man, go clean the bathroom and let me get in your ass. It's totally different things, cuz.
No, I'm telling you, man, you can tell who to... Like, who to target? It's some kind of awkward dudes that do whatever you say, beck and call.
Nah, B.
I can't see it.
Nah, you can't see what? You being raped?
No.
Okay, I'm talking about the people. You can tell, like, somebody who can be punked and pushed around.
But to that extent, though?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. You trolling now.
You ain't never seen no dudes like this before?
No, I'm talking about the picture of this dude. He look nothing like
that. Man, so, man, who told you to look the picture up?
You gonna throw me on the bus. I'm looking this shit up.
This is promotional use of... This man went Googling Trent Smith with the speed of lightning.
That's fucked up.
This dude tapped into his military database doing background checks.
Why did you... Yo, you be
that
doing
dude look like Jay-Z.
He do look like Jay-Z.
God damn it, man. That dude don't let him get
to him. No, he do look like Jay-Z. What I don't get, all right, okay, maybe they ain't scared now, but if you were scared and stuff, why get on a magazine? Like, with your full face and everything, and wearing military uniforms and shirts.
Why, after you get tossed up, then you want to tell the story?
That's crazy.
You ain't do that shit before.
They probably need that paycheck. Like, man, we ain't got no careers now.
Man, I can't. But that's why, yo, this shit might happen a lot. Ain't nobody telling that story.
I know. Like, let's say you was at the dentist's office, right, in the military, and the dentist raped you, but he got moved to, like, overseas. Like, he was leaving that night, so he just got a whole bunch of people.
Damn, he do look like Jay-Z.
And then he got y'all on tape, and they showed you the tape, and he's like, do y'all want to come out with the story? Because you know it's going to go all over the base. All of y'all going to be in the paper. And you couldn't get to the dude. What would you do?
I'm not getting raped.
Man, you super jump out of my sleep, man? If you go under, you under.
I'm not getting raped.
You going to get raped, dog. You going to throw that boy. Throw that
man,
boy.
Like, I got to go in there. Somebody got to be on watch or something, man.
If you got to get your wisdom teeth taken out, you tell him you had somebody on watch. Yeah, Google's with you.
Hey, look here, my man. He gonna be on the corner. Make sure ain't no funny shit going on.
You stupid. Or what if you got really drunk and passed out?
No, man.
And you woke up with your drawers at your ankles.
Just Lord. Busted open, dog. Like,
and then, know. No, you didn't have your drawers on. You had, like, some My Little Pony joints on that you put on you. Too small.
And he dressed you up.
Yeah. You had a white miniskirt on.
Man, they're living out his fantasy.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, what the fuck, man?
Would you tell somebody?
Oh, I got to tell somebody, man.
All right, would you be mad if we clowned you on the show?
Hell no.
You said, well, you said we can't clown you on the show? Or
No, okay. You can't clown me, man. If I get put in that situation, it need to be all jokes, man.
Dang! Y'all clown me, I'm coming to your house with the chopper.
No, I'm not letting it go. Don't ever get that in your mind, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all the story so y'all can understand this murder that's about to happen, son.
Dang, man, that's crazy.
I don't be taking drinks from nobody. Nope.
For real. Yo, in the Hangover 2, he was putting that paper towel over his shit so he don't get roofied. That's what it is. Yo, I walked through the club with my hand over my beer. Like, yo, nope, it's not happening, Chief.
Nope.
Dang. Just think, the men, man, just think how bad it is with the women.
Yeah, man.
It's disgusting, man.
Especially, remember that story about, was it Renisha McBride? The one they killed in the tent? Yeah.
Yep.
And they just tried to Cuban beat that whole story, like she killed herself.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Oh, how is this? This is crazy. Just like my man with who got shot coming out the car.
Oh, man. Did y'all see that shit?
Oh, yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Dog! On camera!
Yeah.
Let me get your ID.
He's going for his ID.
Hey, the messed up part is, you know, he was trolling him for a while, because if you look at the video, he sat in the corner, and then he was the car wasn't moving, so he was sitting there for a minute looking at something, and then he started driving. He hit where he was about to turn out, then you know he was looking around again because he stopped, and then he hit reverse and pulled out behind him.
Yo, man, you know you didn't do nothing wrong when you on the ground like, hey, man, why did you shoot me?
That's my ID right there.
Yeah, yo, you said, yo, you dove head first in the car. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He said, I'm sorry. You told me to get my ID. I was like, yo, that dude did nothing wrong.
Dog, you know the world. You know the world ain't no good when you go on YouTube and under the video, they're making excuses for the cop.
Yeah.
Dude said... Like, the dudes were saying, well, that's his fault because he should have had his wallet in his back pocket.
Come on, my nigga. What? Really?
Like, why do I have to travel around with my wallet a certain way to you?
You know what I'm saying? Shot. I got a chest. Black people always got a reason they get shot at.
Everything, every crime, son, is wild black. That's it, dog. Everything you get pulled over for... I was driving while black. You know what I'm saying? That's all that happened, man. Look, dog, there's no way you should have been on your pistol like that for a seatbelt.
A seatbelt, dog.
A seatbelt. I'm in the gas station. I get out of my car. If I was on some bullshit, something would have happened before that. You know what I'm saying? You come up to me, let me see your ID. Okay. Bow, you start shooting. And when I throw my hands up, you let off three more.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. This is either you pussy or this you just wanted to kill a black dude today.
No, he just wanted to kill a black dude today. It don't matter where his wallet. He would have reached for his back pocket. He would have shot him anyway.
Hell yeah, man. And yo, did y'all hear the charges?
No.
They fired the dude, right?
Uh-huh.
They're charging him with aggravated assault, nigga. What? You get I didn't got aggravated assault for punching somebody in the face. You shoot this man multiple times and it's aggravated assault? Fuck out of here, man.
No, we gotta be getting trolled,
How else are you supposed to get in your car?
For real? So you supposed to? You gotta back into that thing.
You gotta put your feet. He had to dive in feet first.
Yo, being black, you gotta do everything ass first. You know what I'm saying? Get my ass in here first. Come on, son. And then, yo, the Walmart dude.
Bruh, did you see that video?
Yes.
I ain't see that video.
And they said no charges.
No, they ain't charging him with nothing.
What happened?
Man, John Crawford. He's walking through Walmart. Now, the camera is on him the whole time.
Yep.
For what? What for? The camera was on him before he picked the little air pistol up. So that's some bullshit right there. He's walking through the store on the phone. Go to like the air pistol shit, and it's one, I guess, that they don't put in a box or something. And he picks it up. He's walking around the store with it in his hand on the phone. They follow him through the whole store. The camera's on him through the whole store. He gets back by what, like the dog food and shit.
Uh-huh.
And he's standing there just talking on the phone, twirling the gun and shit. Well, some dude, I guess the cameraman seen him and was like, yo, he's pointing it at people.
No, a customer called, a shopper called. He said he's pointing at people and he's scaring people all through the store.
But did he mention it was an air pistol?
Oh, no. He said he had a gun.
Gun. You know what I'm saying? So now you on the camera, you can see where he picked it up. And the cops just come in. I didn't hear him say nothing. I just heard him.
Nah, man, you skipped the most important part.
Oh, go ahead.
This dude was in the back of Walmart in the aisle all alone with the gun.
I'm watching now.
With the gun. He like twirled it a few times, but the gun was down and he had his head up looking away talking on the phone, dog.
Hell yeah. And I didn't hear him say nothing.
They came in blazing like the Wild Wild West.
Blasted him, dog. And then he dropped the gun. And they shot him again, son. Come, man. The fuck is going on, B?
No charges.
Here's the thing. Because then, did y'all talk about the chick who got pulled over, the chick that was in Django Unchained? Yeah. Who got arrested?
Did we talk about that last week?
Nah. She disgusted me so much, I didn't want to talk about it. I'm with my daddy. I'm on the phone with my daddy. But how is there no charges? We got to be getting trolled, dog. These stories, these got to be rubber bullets. None of these people are dying. Trayvon Martin, all them is alive. We getting trolled.
Yeah, man. I cannot see how you react so quick off some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you told him to reach in the car to get his license. And to me, what it looked like, between the time he pulled up to the car and he told him to get his license, and he turned around and got in, he came out that car quick as shit with his gun pulled and was firing off the rip. You know, he didn't see no danger posed whatsoever. So had he had his license in his back pocket, it looked like he would have been shooting anyway.
Yeah, if he had reached for his back pocket, he still would have shot him.
I mean, you would think that the cops, well, all the stuff they under fire about with, you know, Trayvon Martin, with Mike Brown, with I can't think of the dude now who got choked out with the Walmart shooting.
Eric Garner.
Yeah, Eric Garner. With the dude y'all was just talking about in Walmart. Like, the dude, the cop who was throwing blows at that woman in, was it Cali?
Yeah.
She just got, what, 1.5?
Yeah.
Million in a settlement?
Yeah.
Like, you would think the cops would be more judicious with their moves. But they don't care.
Because if you look at it, nothing's really happening to the people.
Yeah,
it's not. What's his name? Oh boy, he's still going walking free with what is it? Kickstarter money that people were giving him. The cop and
Mike Brown. Yeah, Darren Wilson. Yeah,
yeah, he's still walking free. Still no charges.
Dang,
that's yo. Did y'all see the one where the dude was going to pick his kids up?
Yeah.
Man.
He wasn't even doing. He wasn't doing nothing. He walked
was
in the
sitting
store
down while black.
Nah, man. Like, for real, I don't even know what to do no more. Like, I'm confused. For real? Like, when he said give me your ID, I'm thinking I'm about to get shot 7 times.
Yeah. All right. Look, if you think about it, right, when you first say give me your ID before this shit, I don't want to do it because I haven't done anything wrong. For what? But you give it up anyway because that's what you're supposed to do. But now they gonna shoot you for that shit too.
Cause I don't keep my wallet in my back pocket. That joint too bulky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always in the car.
Man, you gotta give the cops step by step directions loud.
But what happened?
My wallet is in the dashboard. I'm a hands up, I'm gonna walk over here, go in the truck. Go in the armrest, the little arm thing, and get my wallet. It's in the second pocket.
I am
behind my Visa.
A 93. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what the fuck, man?
Matter of fact, you know what? You come get it. I don't. I'm going to just keep my hands up.
Yeah. I'm laying down on the ground and you go get
it. I'm laying face down already, hands up. So you can't say,
I'm going to lay down to start choking myself.
But then they, all right, you know, people be like, well, the cops on edge because a lot of bad things are happening. Well, the white lady just rammed about 4 cop cars, like broke a cop's legs, and she got took into custody. Like, dang, she was in a car.
Rammed a cop car in a cop car that she stole. You know what I'm saying?
You got my man jumping the White House fence, the gate.
And, y'all worried about the salute?
Yeah, with a knife. My man jumped the gate with the knife, made it to the stairs, and he got arrested.
Come on, man.
No shots fired.
Come, what the fuck is going on? What is really going on, man?
No, we get trolled.
Yeah.
It's Oh, man, this shit is getting fucking crazy. And you keep hearing this shit. Like, it's not getting better, man. Like, it just keeps fucking happening. And nobody...
I think that's why my old buddy stepped down, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's why I think he did, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, fuck this.
After that salute thing, bruh, I'm like...
Yo,
I went off on Sean Hannity on Twitter. I had to. Because this fool had a video of Cuban being... He was going in. Him and some chick was going in on this salute, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. So then you... I see the picture with President Bush holding a dog.
Dog, yeah.
And saluting. No, that's cool.
No. Did you read the caption on that shit?
Uh-uh.
Dog. President Bush... does his best to give a proper salute while holding his dog.
Shut up.
I'm dead ass serious, man. I'm dead ass. Yo, that shit got me so motherfucking hot, man. I was like, yo, are you fucking kidding me, man? This is how it goes. President Bush, he's doing his best. Obama, worst nigga alive. Come on, man.
He can't do nothing right.
That's all it is.
Stuff with ISIS, the bomber started Monday, right? The next day, they was like, this shit is unconstitutional. He can't do this without Congress. He conveniently waited till Congress was on break to start this. Okay, it was that fucking serious, then why didn't somebody from Congress get off their ass and come in and dispute this shit?
Yeah.
They still at home chilling. Oh, it's unconstitutional. It's fucked up. He did it, but I'm going to go ahead and sip this tea. Because it ain't that serious.
It's no matter, even if Congress was in session and Congress okayed it, right? It'd have been Obama took too long or there's no need for Obama to do this. Yo, and no matter what he does, they're going to troll him for that shit.
Always wrong.
I was like, man, you got teachers out here making horrible money. You got school programs getting shut down. You got military dudes fighting a war, getting shot at, living in tents, making piss poor pay. But this is what y'all all choose to jump on? A salute?
A salute. That if you talk to anybody in the military, right, at least 45 times in their military career, they have not saluted the flag. They have done everything they can. They see an officer come and they go the other way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, man. It's not that serious. And if these are the same dudes that let that boy get over that fence, I wouldn't salute them niggas either.
That's what this female on Facebook, Candace, said. She was like, so y'all telling me none of y'all ran from no salutes? You know none of y'all tried to run away other way or drive off base during the reveille or none of that? Y'all just all... high and mighty, and because I know, boy, I used to dodge them salutes like Mayweather.
The only people,
boy, and officers be the worst ones.
Hell yeah,
not even enlisted.
That people that ain't been in the military, dog, they the only ones upset about this dumb shit.
Because the officers, they see a group of airmen coming, they like, man, let me go ahead and tie my shoe right quick.
You know what I'm saying, all five of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Y'all need to stop with that bullshit.
They be like, where I work at, it's nothing but officers out there. Nothing but. And I be going to like the little sandwich truck to get food and whatnot. And I be, of course, you know, I'm like, man, I ain't about to get reamed out here with all these damn officers. So I go and salute, and they be looking at me like, they be giving the black guy head nod like, what's up? I just saluted you. What's up? Now go ahead. You got it.
You got to bring that outrage.
Yo, man, like, how do these people on Fox News get their job?
Fox News find trolls.
Wait, what does Fox News do when a Republican president's in the office?
Oh, the same thing?
No. Do no wrong. Everything that Obama did wrong, they defended that shit when Bush was in office.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about they go out to Democrats.
Yeah. They go after Democrats, man. They don't fuck with Republicans, man. But like the people on the show, the bitch said, the dude was like, yo, I don't think he intentionally did that. You know what I'm saying? She's like, well, sometimes when you don't intentionally do something, you intentionally do something. What
does that mean?
What the hell did you just say? I can't take this shit.
Yeah, man, the amount of trolling that these folks at Fox do, like Bill O'Reilly, he just got to shut the fuck up. And and people be believing like everything he say is like the gospel truth.
That's the scary part.
That's the problem, for real, man. The only person that they get at dude the business, man, is fucking The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. They be roasting it. Every time he say some dumb shit, man, they roast the fuck out of him. And it seemed like, yo, like, I listen to radio shows and shit. When he do something wrong, they never go at him. They'll report it, but they never go at this dude, man. But let somebody black do something. Oh, man, they have an hour-long segment on that shit.
That's ridiculous.
And Fox News is the worst people on earth. How you have a multicultural session on ethnic issues and it'd be all white people?
There. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we can't even get a half Mexican.
Like, what? What point of view are you coming from? All through that Ferguson stuff, it was nothing but white folks in the panel. Like, for real?
Oh, you heard Ferguson. They are wilding up. It's getting real back out there again.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they having these town hall meetings and they just like, okay.
The police chief tried to march with the people with bodyguards. And it got riled up. Then it all started back up after somebody burnt the Mike Brown Memorial.
Yep. They said the cops did it. And then the chief of police, he sent out some fuck ass apology, and that just pissed the people off even more.
And then the police is raiding camps over there of like nonviolent protesters. It's crazy, man. Because I follow a few people that's out there in the streets, and they putting up, they got the videos up and everything. You can see like the fights breaking out and everything.
Damn, son.
I don't know how long that's gonna be out for a while, man.
Yeah, man.
Arizona man trades $160,000 diamond for $20 worth of weed. Lionel? Why do dude look like Lionel, though?
Hey, dude. He do. He really do.
Why I don't meet people like this willing to trade? I would at least got him $100 worth of weed.
For real, man.
One of the fanciest cars on the road and had money left over what a diamond he allegedly stole was worth. But instead, police say he traded $160,000 gem for $20 worth of marijuana. Walter Earl Morrison. That's a horrible name.
Yeah. For real.
That's a serial killer.
Yeah, for real. Why did you do that, Walter?
Walter.
$160,000, man. Jeez. For 20. Whoever he gave it to was like, oh. This nigga's stupid.
Man, whoever he gave it to had to have one of them little things, you know,
eye joints.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold up. Because, honestly, I would have been like, man, this dude got a fake diamond. Come here with some fake diamond, man. So that dude had to be in the game. Like, oh, yes. 20? 20.
Oh, that's all you want? he was surprised.
Man, just take this break.
Dumbass here, man.
Man, I'd have took that and moved. Can't snitch on me.
Heck yeah, I'd have been gone.
Speaking of marijuana,
you smoking a joint?
Nah. The reporter in Alaska.
Oh yeah. Where's that audio at?
How Gucci was that, man? That was dope. That's how you quit a job. For real.
Alaska reporter.
She said, fuck this.
Fuck it. Quit.
Quits on air.
And did you see that report? Did you hear the reporter after she quit? She was so
confused. She was so confused.
Oh. They were talking in her ear and she was trying to make stuff up. And
Katie say befuddled?
You had to use a big word on that one because she was like, the fuck?
She was smooth confused, man. She ain't know what to do.
Here it go for the people who ain't heard it. Hold up. Oh, my bad. I gotta stop this Florida State game. Florida State losing. All right, here we go.
Of the Alaska Cannabis Club will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but fuck it, I quit.
Drops the mic.
All right, we apologize for that. Pardon for us. Meanwhile, the vote yes on two campaign held.
Yeah, she was like, "We'll be right back." They was like, "Nah, you got
to talk.
You got to talk."
Hey, I don't think I've ever heard "pardon for us."
Yeah, she just started going into making up shit.
But you ain't good under pressure. We gotta let you go too. I'm sorry.
She just got both y'all fired.
Duh, that is a horrible way to quit, though, too. Like, if something go down, and you actually got to get a job.
Yo, and this weed don't work for you.
Oh, man.
It's over. Yeah. We seen your last job. So, yeah. I'm going to have to say.
You won't be quitting on us like that.
I'm going to have to say the nay no.
Dang, man. This world, man, I'm telling you, it's about to be the NB. Y'all better do what you can do now.
It's coming, man. I just want to get down to the South.
We got an email, too, from just came in from Sabrine Shabazz. Love the show. This is Sabrine, a.k.a. Miss 5'5 with brown eyes.
Ooh.
A.k.a. Yeah, you see it. A.k.a. I really did wake up like this. I just wanted to say thanks for being your crazy selves and sharing it with the world. After listening to the last show, I went back and listened to episode 15 about the story with the midget. Stowe, you a dead ass wrong. How in the hell are you going to buy a midget? Buy a midget?
Body.
Oh.
How you going to body a midget?
Okay. Yeah, she did that. Because if you bought a midget, man, we got to replace you.
Yeah.
I was laughing so loud at my desk that I had to get up and walk away. You guys are fools, but I love it. And the dancing for dime statement was hilarious. Don't, man, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That was horrible.
You do something strange for a little piece of change.
I feel sorry for the next person who's out. Keep up the good work. Miss _ Sabrine on IG.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for that, EBZ.
And yes, you are fine.
You stupid.
Looking at a picture right now.
Hey, what happened to, remember we was in the Potomatic chat? And that one female came in there?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what happened to her.
It wasn't Potomatic, it was Spreecast.
Yeah, Spreecast.
I don't even remember her name, son.
If you're listening, send us an email. Forget that yo at gmail.com. Oh, man. How long we been on here?
Hour 28.
Anybody any raps or freestyles or?
Lionel's supposed to come with that freestyle, man.
Don't even start with this today.
Come on, Lionel, man. I forgot about this story. Y'all heard of Hulk Hogan's restaurant dress code?
No.
Racist or good business?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Hulkamaniacs. All right. This is on the door and a big old sign. It got Hulk flexing. And it's called Hulk. What's the name of his restaurant?
That Hogan's restaurant down in
Yeah, Hogan's Beach.
Yep.
All right. Here's dress code. Attention, all customers. Dress code will be strictly enforced. No exceptions. All right. Shirts and shoes are required upon entering any door area of the restaurant or hotel. It's understandable. Please. Yeah. Do not enter the dining room or hotel area without appropriate clothing and footwear, or you will be asked to leave the premises. The following dress code shall be strictly enforced. No plain white t-shirts. I've never understood this one. What the hell is wrong with a plain white?
No plain white t.
Did Emma White T start this?
I think so.
It says no plain white t-shirts or otherwise oversized t-shirts extending past the mid-thigh. All right, that's like 30% of the black people you got here.
Yep.
No attire containing profanity or otherwise deemed to be offensive by management. So if management sees my shirt and says, forget that yo is offensive, you're out of here.
Yeah.
No sports or sleeveless jerseys. What in the hell?
No, I mean, like you can have a warm-up.
But I can't have a Michael Jordan jersey on?
No.
Why not? It's a beach.
Nope. Like I said. No
apparently
jerseys.
They don't play any games.
No. No excessively baggy attire.
That's straight at black people.
No low-hanging pants or shorts. Pants or shorts must be worn at the waist. No hats, caps, or visors worn sideways or back-facing. Hats must be worn fully forward-facing at all times. No do-rags, skull caps, or bandanas. No torn or soiled clothing. No work boots.
No bombs?
No oversized or excessive jewelry.
Yo, what?
Excessive jewelry. Can I have a chain and one earring? Or can I have a chain and two earrings?
Well, it better not be oversized according to them.
Wait. Are work boots?
No work boots, dog.
Are those Timberlands?
Yep.
You gone, Stone.
What the
no
fuck?
No Timbs, boy. Get your hippity-hop self out of here.
For real.
No workout clothing, including track suits, jumpsuits, no sweatpants.
Oh, man. They should just put no niggas, man.
Yeah. No basketball gym shorts or mesh shorts.
What?
Are they on the beach?
No camouflage. We know how y'all like to wear J's with the camouflage shorts. Unless with military ID.
Wait, hold up. Unless what?
Unless with military ID.
Who's wearing military shorts?
Hey, if none of those got you, this one. This is where I burnt the restaurant down.
Yeah.
No high top sneakers and we done.
Hey, Hulk Hogan can't even walk into his own restaurant. All he wears cut off shirts,
bandana,
rags.
With Hulkamania across, that's offensive.
That nigga said, "You know what? I'm in this with no high tops. I'm out of here."
No, yo, you can't wear sneakers in there.
Man, that man's product collection is on point, and he can't even walk into his own restaurant.
That's right. Hulk Hogan does have an extensive Jordan collection.
He said, if none of that stopped him, I bet you damn well there's no high tops will.
Yeah, man, brother. That's ridiculous.
Man, you gotta come in there damn near naked.
No, like, it's strictly tuxedos.
Yeah. On the beach.
Oh, my God.
That mug right on the beach, too. I passed by it several times out here.
That's so fucked up.
Hey, Katie, we gotta do a live remote.
For real, man.
We need you to wear everything that says don't
check
get
it
in.
Check it out. This is what y'all need to do. One of y'all come in a suit, and the other one come with whatever else you're going to wear because they don't want it in there.
And then we get one of our white homeboys to come dress like Riff Raff.
Yeah. Like, yo, see what they do, man.
Yeah, man, that'll be funny.
I need to get a GoPro for that shit.
Yeah,
right.
That's fucking ridiculous. Yo, this is the worst I don't want black people in my store list I've ever heard.
Oh my God. And you know, the funniest part, let me send y'all this picture. The funniest part is the list has Hulk Hogan with a bandana on.
And no shirt.
And no shirt. At the top.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, man.
Like, niggas, I could get in. Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, man.
Oh,
this
man.
Is all wrong.
That's just so wrong.
That remind me of Wichita, Kansas, dog. I just got so tired. I'm like, don't even ask me to go out. Like, yo ho, you waste so much energy trying to conform to these standards. Like, I remember one time we was fully dressed up, dog, and they was finding everything
wrong.
I was like, dog, I damn near had skinny jeans on. This man said, nah, your jeans are still too baggy.
Yo, like, after a while, they're just coming up with excuses. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dude, man, he fat. He gotta wear a big shirt. but he tucked it in. Nah, man, your shirt's too big. It's tucked in, and I'm fat. I have to wear. Yo, he's like, yo, your shirt's. He actually said your shirt's a 3X.
He said your shirt.
I'm fat. That's the size I wear. Nah, man, you can't come in. You can't. I'm like, damn, B. Just say you don't want us in there, man. Don't try to blame it on my clothes, cause.
Oh, and then the worst part, once you conform to every rule they got, we're to capacity.
Yeah. Yo, that's exactly what happened.
Fire marshal just came.
Hell yeah.
I'm looking at this, and it say shirts and shoes are required upon entering any indoor area, the restaurant or hotel. But at the bottom, it says this is a beach party, and beach attire is required. This ain't the most hypocritical shit. Wait
a minute. A beach attire is required unless you're black.
Ain't you on the beach barefoot? More than likely shirtless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why did you put your restaurant out? Oh, I know why you put your restaurant out here. You don't want black people in there.
Black people is going to make it out there to the beach.
Black people don't swim. Let's put a restaurant on the beach. Shit.
Stupid. Oh, man. I really want to go in there with. Oh, I just want to troll so bad and have everything that's no on.
Hell yeah!
I'm about to have a damn near full Air Force camouflage uniform with shorts on top of it, with a Jordan jersey on the top, with a do-rag, one work boot, one Jordan, and about 17 gold chains.
That's the how did the chains affect your restaurant?
That cross is a little too shiny. Big, bro.
How does that affect anything?
Like glaring off your chain, they can't eat right over there.
How does the do-rag
you can carry a concealed weapon under that do-rag? We don't know what you blacks are about.
Man, this shit is fucking crazy.
Your chain causing my cook not to cook the meat to full temperature.
That ice is cooling down the restaurant too much.
Yo, and this means, dog, even if you're a famous rapper, or even just famous in black, you can't come in this restaurant.
Nope.
What the fuck? Yo, fuck Hulk Hogan, man.
That's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Bitch. Damn, man.
Like you said, the worst part about it is no bandana, skull caps, or do-rags, but the picture, his animation, is him in a freaking bandana. What the...
The troll's gonna get ya.
Man, that made me want to go out there and find stuff that's not on the list. That's ridiculous to wear. Yeah. But they can't refuse me because
you should wear a plain black tee.
I know.
Yeah.
Aha.
Come here with a plain
tee. Yo, they'll look at you with that steak face and write it in right in front of you.
Yo, go to the list with a marker. No. Black shirt.
And I'll be messed up. By the time you get down there, it's not just that list. They got a piece of paper hanging from the bottom of it.
You know what I'm saying? This is just for you. This motherfucker here, man.
He didn't X out the white tee and put black tee.
Black. What color? What orange? You see, like, yo.
Hey, they have a board up there, one of those dry erase boards.
We go cater this. Let me see what you're wearing. Okay.
At the bottom, see dry erase board for new rules.
Hey.
You start walking up the driveway, you see them running to the board.
Hey, they see you walking up with a suit on. No suits. No
suits. Okay. No purple ties. Hey, come on, dog. You're fucking with me now, man.
Yeah, I'll never forget Miami. I came dressed up to the club. That man said, "You are overdressed." I said, "Dog, you got to be playing." I went back to the car, just took off the top shirt on, had a Sean John shirt on under. Nope. said, nah, bro.
Hey, man, what do I need to do, okay? You tell me what I have to do to get in this raggedy motherfucker. Because once I get in, I'm fucking the whole place up.
No, you ever been so mad that you went to the worst part in the hood just because you knew you could get in with no problem?
Hell yeah.
That's how bad we was. I said, man, take me to Opa-locka. Right now. We went down there. Had no problems. You know you bad. You're going to risk your life just to go somewhere to party.
For real, man.
Take me to Carol City right now.
Don't allow them either.
Man. Hey.
Y'all heard about Naisha?
No.
She would try to get through the airport with a gun and 58 bricks of weed.
Come on, Naisha.
She ain't even trying.
Naisha, you was the girl that I never had.
Had all the bricks.
24, around 9 a.m. 58 bricks of weed.
58.
She had Lipton. Why she? Come on, man.
Where does she have these?
Oh, man, I don't even want to tell y'all. All right, you know the big Lipton thing you can buy?
The Lipton tea shit?
Yeah, the Lipton tea.
Yeah.
Why did she use green tea? She used the pink lemonade one, the bright, beautiful pink lemonade. She used a damn Folgers container and a baby wipes container.
That shit don't even go together.
Why the hell do you got a Lipton iced tea, Folgers, and the baby wipes trying to get on carry on?
She ain't even trying. Kill yourself.
You know they check that shit, right?
Hey, you know they held it there for a minute. They called people over. Hey, look at this. Look at this dumbass. Look at this.
They all got Instagram laughing. Pictures of it.
Can you believe this bitch?
And why would you go, at least go in like middle of the night, like the last flight, or like the early 4 o'clock flight, 4 a.m.
They don't care no more.
She goes at 9 prime time with the dumbest covers ever.
Hold on, B. Okay, I just pulled up the dress code sign, right? Are the seats to the restaurant on the beach?
On the
yep.
So you outside anyway?
Yeah. You gonna get kicked outside from outside.
You are outside. What the fuck does any of this matter?
Dude, so we could really troll him. We could just go stand by it since it's outside. Yeah, we outside. I'll come over there and sit by their chairs with a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
This is a
they got a line drawn in the sand and said you can't cross.
Boy, I would do a sand angel all through their line. Oh man!
You gotta do the heel toe on that line.
Rest in peace to Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose relationship.
Hey man, they've been falling like flies,
dude.
Don't marry stripper/video hoe, man. Don't do it. Tiger got popped.
But was it Khalifa's fault?
Of the divorce.
I heard Khalifa was cheating.
I heard it was her. With Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
What? That's Twitter. Look,
nobody knows, right? But let's look at this, man. Have you ever seen him talk about that woman?
No, I just heard him laugh.
Yo, he loves that chick, B. Like, I mean, when you can see it in his face when he talk about her.
Why are you looking in his face like that?
Because they put the motherfucker on everything. But he really... I don't see him doing that, man. But, yo, after a... Get a baby and after a year, bam, we get a divorce. Come on, son. Mm-hmm. After you just put that video up and you dancing to a song...
Yeah.
And it seemed like you don't want to be there. You keep putting your ass out to the world. and you're a married woman.
So you think Nick Cannon was spitting that real game?
I doubt it. I doubt Nick Cannon went there with that.
Hey, Nick was over there saying he'll put you through his college for free. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl, you want a degree?
Yo, you know what? They did just do that movie together, too.
Yeah. Isn't Nick her manager or something?
Yeah,
like
he's a manager now.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Nick might be Wiz Khalifa in her.
The setup.
Wiz Khalifa.
I mean, I think it all happened after this video popped up right here. After Wiz put this out, I think that's when the relationship was over. It's in the chat, right? Now.
We them boys.
No, that right there. How could you be married to that, though?
This nigga jumping on the couch?
Hey, man.
Looking
hey,
like
man.
A bug's life.
He's a questionable guy. Okay. that's neither here nor there.
Hey, he look like he's having so much fun, though.
This grown man jumping on the bed with dookie braids, crisscross braids.
Now you see the shorts he be wearing, dog? Like, yo.
Taylor's.
That dude is skinny as fuck. You can't be that skinny and wear skinny jeans, man. It's just disturbing to look at.
He's shopping at the Baby Gap for them jeans to be that skinny and fit.
Real, man. Oh, man.
Hey, did y'all see her leak her? Didn't she leak her own nudes after?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm telling y'all this. Those are the best nudes I ever seen in my life.
Professionally taken.
Yo, when I see them, like, she had some out before, you know what I'm saying? And when I see those, man, I'm like, yo, I got a new respect for Amber Rose.
Man, I fell in love with nudes. Like, she just looks so perfect, dog.
Yeah, man, she is really, really dope, man, but...
I wonder what she looked like with hair.
I wouldn't have wifed her, though.
Nah. I would have.
Nah, you just fuck those.
She's good mother.
Yeah, okay.
Man, name something she did wrong while she was with Wiz.
With somebody else. Hey, yo, they got a prenup, right?
Yep.
Why is spousal support in the prenup?
Because she's smart. She's loyal. I appreciate that.
Yo, you smart. Yo, that's I hate that dude, man. Just for that shit. Yo, you smart. You loyal. Say my name.
DJ Kelly. Man, they got her fresh off the boat.
I hate that Kelly. Dude.
I told y'all when I was made that dude have a heart attack, right?
Who, DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
How?
Because we was at watching the Mayweather fight at this sports bar downtown. And he's in the bathroom by himself. And he was about to come out. And I had came in at the same time and startled him. Man, he jumped like all the way back to the stall. Because he'd had nobody with him.
Hey, man, but you ain't even menacing, though.
Hey, man. I appreciate that.
Damn, Kelly, you got some explaining to do. That nigga don't even fit the part of a goon, man. Why are you mad?
Hey, man. For some reason, I'm goony, dog. I don't even be doing nothing. Man,
you must have had your beard on thick or something.
He know Mayweather has when he sees some. Y'all got any last words, any statements, want to cut somebody out? Anything.
Fuck Hulk Hogan. Y'all got anything?
Lionel?
I ain't got nothing.
Dizzle?
Nope. I'll see y'all next week.
Shout out to Miss Sabrina again. Shout out to She Be Show Nuff.
She Be.
Did you listen to our last episode?
Man, I'm behind on everything.
She shouted us out a little bit. It's one of her favorite podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. Shout out to Kai Love.
Yes.
Leticia from the Pisces Life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The brothers over at Straight Out of Low Cash.
Mm-hmm. Chicken Show is good.
Yo, Vinny, no filter, man. It's still love. It's still love.
What can you do? What can you do?
Yo, that dude is funny, man. Like, yo, he be cracking me up, man. Who
Rick
else?
Rick Shell.
Yo, Rick Shell.
Yeah.
Shaheem.
The Dream.
The Incredible Hulk. Yo, he had another boy.
Dang. I was finna put on the picture. Now you got more help with that mattress.
Yo, that makes it five, right?
Dang. He got a starting lineup.
For real, yo. He got a starting five. Who else?
Yeah, they're playing 2-on-2 when one of them getting drinks.
Yo.
5 minutes away podcast.
Yeah, 5 minutes away podcast. The black guy who tips, man.
Yeah.
He just celebrated a birthday this week too.
Oh yeah. Man. Oh, yo,
happy birthday.
Happy anniversary on coming out the box.
Stupid.
SBK Live.
Yeah, SBK Live. SBK Wild, dog.
Yo, Cinema Crespediso.
Cinema Crespediso. No, he always be shouting us out, man.
Oh, will she be showing up? We got to shout out Bugetto Rising.
What's from that?
That's the Just Thinking Out Loud, the Nerdy Black Chicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They changed the name, right?
Yeah, to just Thinking Out Loud.
Because I didn't know who to tweet when I was tweeting the which one. I didn't know if it was already official or.
Oh man, the hip hop power hour.
Oh yeah, you was on the last one, right?
Yeah, in 6 months increments.
They need to get on iTunes, man. Because that's the only way my phone's allowing me to listen to stuff.
Oh, you can't get Stitcher?
Man, Stitcher won't. Man, ain't no service out here with iPhone.
Shit. The In Deep Show.
Uh huh. In Too Deep. Whew.
That's not how it goes at all.
I mean, that was my step. That's my step team back in the day.
Yo, what's up with Ida, man?
I know she disappeared. I ain't seen her tweet or nothing. I'm about to tweet her. You can't put out 3 shows and disappear.
And dip on us, man.
Just dip. Shout out to Kevin Hates Hip Hop. That's a dope podcast.
All these podcasts we listen, they need to holler at us. Get us on the show.
Yeah. Man, all you gotta do is reach out to them.
That's gonna mess stuff up for a little bit.
Do some work, dog.
Yo, to all the female listeners.
Oh boy.
When my birthday come up, I would like some tit shots.
And forget that, yo. @gmail.com.
I mean, you don't have to. I'm just simply asking. It would be greatly appreciated. You know, man. I won't put you on blast either. It just be between me and you, baby.
Just know that stone will fap.
I do believe that's a known fact. I am a fapper, sir.
Shout out to the radio station if they did shout us out.
For real, yo, that
99.1.
Shout out to my man DC. He putting a song out there in Maryland.
Lionel, you ain't gonna bust no flow or nothing?
I know you got the hot 16 over there.
I know
there,
you do, man. Right. We've been talking about you in these Orlando streets for a minute, man.
That's what you've been doing?
Rap Battle King.
So it was you who I was asking about last time.
Yeah, man. Right. Rap Battle King, dog.
Battling all the gas stations.
Lowering all the prices.
Gas station. Nah, you know, cops, they trolling gas stations.
For real, man. You get fucking shot at the gas station these days for reaching for your ID.
Oh, and also the hashtag Tyson Rounds.
Yes.
I need y'all to send your stories, either email with the subject Tyson Rounds or hashtag on Twitter Tyson Rounds with your adventures, man. Come on. Communicate. Originate. Connect your gate.
Tyson Rounds.
We need to connect your gate. with the fans.
Hey, let's see. KD got a Tyson Brown story.
You do? Yeah. Do you, KD?
I ain't even heard this podcast.
Oh, he didn't hear it.
Come on, yeah. man.
I'll listen because I was trying to duck the slander. But...
man, just tweet through it, man.
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Lionel says some hateful things about you.
Yeah. Lionel Savage, man.
Under the bus. Man, hey, now you know that's a lie when those two come out with it. when it first starts with those two, lie.
Man, I'm A1-100.
Hey, Lionel named the L train for a reason. Because he's showing up, be hopping on with what be going down.
Without a pause, B. Yo, we come in, we talking about, yo, KD missing? Bam. This motherfucker out here sucking dick.
What? Stupid.
Are you an idiot?
And that was a bad time for the signal to go down. To you,
oh, it's signal. I had no rebuttal. Oh, I went to, I seen the Equalizer last night with Denzel.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
At the RPX. All I'm going to say is, man, I expected a little more because of being Denzel when you got a high-profile actor like that. Now, the movie was dope, but it's a few things that could have, like, put it over the top instead of being just a dope movie. They just, it was like a couple of lazy things they did in the movie. Mm. Other than that, man, that's pretty dope, man. Denzel, man, he know how to play them roles, boy.
Yep. I'm trying to go check that out in a few.
I'm about to go check it out. I heard Maze Runner from a Firestarter podcast. He said Maze Runner was dope and no sleeps. And you know how I do with the sleeps. So if he says no sleeps, I'm about to run up in there and see what I can do.
Oh.
Yeah, that preview looks sick.
Quick story. Oh, yo, did y'all see the preview for The Kingsman?
Nah.
Man.
Is that the one with the... is it the Kingsman Guard or is it just the Kingsman?
I think it was just the King... the one with Samuel L. Jackson in it.
Yeah, that's the... I think it's like his guard or something like that. I know which one you're talking about.
I saw it during Gotham.
Oh, man, I didn't know. I had no commercials.
Oh, man, I seen that trailer, dog... I'm not a movie watching dude no more, man. I will pay to see that shit. That trailer looked dope as hell.
Dang. Mm. You pay for a movie?
For real, man. That's how serious it is, dude.
That's crazy.
I mean, they got Samuel Jackson dressed like that, though. He be wearing anything.
Yeah. He doesn't really ever have a good wardrobe. Even in that Shaft, his shit was suspect.
But we're talking about Shaft.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, when he was in what was that movie? Unbreakable, when he had that feather wig on his head.
Yeah, man, what the fuck was that?
Oh, pleather wig face. Oh yeah, me and Lionel got a spinoff show coming too.
Yep. Hey, are we sticking with that name?
I don't even remember the name.
Damn it, boys.
Don't tell nobody.
Keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
It's coming soon. Props and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Props.
I'm about to eat this burger, half-eight burger I had.
Did you eat the other half or somebody else did?
I threw the other half away.
You found it in the trash.
You sliced off the bitten part.
You said, who put away this good burger?
I'm on my LeBron starting Monday. I'm going back
He wrapped that bitch in some toilet paper.
Monday I'm going on a no carbs. LeBron 60-day challenge.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No carbs.
You do realize what carbs is, right?
Everything.
Really? For everything you
I already did this. Come on, man. Get off me.
I want to see Anthony complete a challenge. That's what I want to see.
Oh, we got Joe.
I'm about to sit down. I want to see Anthony kick some donuts.
No, you want to see KD kick some donuts.
I do.
That was sarcasm.
Oh. I was about to kick a box of bagels the other day, but people kept walking in the break room. I was going to kick them. I was going to drop kick the bagels all over the floor and just walk out. People kept walking through. Now, I might have a drug test coming up, too.
Uh-oh.
Because I was singing under my breath, minding my own business, singing that, what's that, Snoop Dogg? Hey, hey, hey. No, Nate Dogg. Smoke weed every day. Peace under my breath. Of course, the black receptionist. That's a song you don't need to be singing walk through here. So I stopped. I don't know why I did it. Looked at her. And to the top of my lungs said, I smoke weed. And just walked off. So I should have a piss test coming up soon.
Yeah, you're going to be fired.
Man, they ain't going to fire me. And if they do, that's free unemployment. I can chill.
God damn. Hey, Katie, man, we going to get these donuts?
I want to see them donuts popping.
Man, Katie ain't going to do it.
I got a backyard now. We're going to go ahead and get this popping.
Oh, shit, son.
Next season's going to be like, well, I ain't on my yard yet.
Now, I got somebody. I pay somebody to do that.
It's raining outside.
These donuts.
You just get through your 60-day no-carb shot diet.
Hey, man, how about I upload my Abernacles pics to your Facebook?
And we've been waiting on Abernacles
every day.
For like a year and a half now.
All right, when I start putting up lubed up ab shots on your
No. Satellite.
I don't want that either.
Tweet them a pick a day.
Said lubed up. Like I told
you.
Yeah,
like what?
I told you before, let me know ahead of time.
You for real,
for
man.
For a week or so.
That motherfucker said lubed up.
Tyrese lubed up.
Yo, he just gonna be up this bitch greasy.
Why are you looking like 12 Years a Slave on KD wall page?
Why did he put it on KD page?
Oh man.
That's how it go, man.
Hell's
yeah. I gotta put these bets in.
Yeah, man.
On El Terrible.
Chicken show is tasty. Chicken show is good. And I'm out.
Alright, we out this mug.
L train.
Oreo cookie.
AKA LL.
Ooh, big LL.
Big LL. Get it right. I don't think she said that, though.
Yep.
So that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to it again. I heard Poppy and my shoes came off, so I don't know.
Fap, fap, fap. See, y'all ain't hanging up. I ain't stopped recording either.
I know. Burger. He started eating, though. Mm-hmm.
Halfway through that burger now.
Can't even take the toilet paper off.
Ooh, I got a...
hey, you know he can't take the toilet paper off. The juice is done, got the toilet paper.
I know he's with the burger. Lengthy burger.
That's the flame at. It's soaked into the tissue.
Man, I keep forgetting to get toilet paper. I'll be mad when I get home.
You be forgetting?
I keep forgetting to get toilet paper.
Hey, man, yo, have you ever realized how much you depend on paper towels?
Heck yeah.
We ran out, none. Dog, and I'm lost.
You wiping stuff on the carpet.
You know, so I keep fucking up my shirt. Hell yeah.
He ripping out notebook paper.
It's the worst when you forget, too. You go do something, you turn toward that toilet paper, that paper towel roll.
Like, oh, empty. Shit.
Yo, I had, you know them Sam's Club, you get the bulk stuff?
Yeah.
Just today, I pulled out the last toilet paper joint. Lasted 2 years.
I was about to say, you know, you had that for about half a decade.
I'm like, dang, that's crazy.
Yo, that big jug of dishwashing soap.
Oh yeah,
man! I bought it when I got here a year ago, and it gets still
still cooking.
Hell yeah!
Oh man, y'all dumb. I got shit to do.
Yeah, man. Peace.
Fried chicken.
Niggas.
No fuss. Okay, they left. There they left.
They go. Hey man, so.
Any other show. Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we stuck.
I'm out, chip. The industry's out, chip. We out, chip. Oh, fidgety Mike mouth head. Scratching his the back of his neck. Feel like Forrest Whitaker's.
I'm scratching my ass with the mic.
Oh, musty booty.
God damn. Shit. What up, Dizzle? Katie over there fixing shit. He broke something.
I ain't break nothing.
Why you gotta yell, though? What you gotta yell for?
I'm just talking loud because I wasn't used to the sound in my ears.
Oh, sensitive thug ass nigga. Hey, yo, Sue, let me get that iPad.
Savagery.
Man, this Fiji water is awesome.
Man, let me take my water, dog.
Actually, it's just a Fiji bottle. I'll fill it up with the water from my refrigerator.
That's horrible.
He's drinking filtered sink water.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? But look, yo, I got the big ass bottle to like the a half a liter. Because you're supposed to drink a gallon of water a day. So, man, drinking 8 cups of water is hard. But two of these bottles, you know what I'm saying? But two of these bottles is easy. So I just kept the bottle and keep filling it up.
Because I'm out here. The industry out here. We out here.
Makes me sweat and pee a lot, though. But, you know, it gets the job done.
Why you sweat a lot?
Because I'm working out.
After that bacon double thing you made, I don't believe you.
After what?
After that bacon wrap double deluxe.
Oh, man, shit was awesome. But pork is lean, you know what I'm saying?
Lean. That's a lie.
And bacon is delicious.
He said pork is lean.
Yo, this is the dude that be freebasing donut burgers.
Freebasing? That's what we doing? Man, we're going to do these picks first.
Where? Is Lionel coming through or you just...
He said he had to work. He'll jump on... when he get home.
All right, no doubt. Oh, I would like to say thank you to the New York Football Giants.
Man, fuck the Redskins.
Cue the music!
Okay, bye-bye.
This is the fourth week, right?
Yeah. Week four.
Keep the music cued! Yo, the NFL is a conspiracy. How did the Giants beat the Redskins?
That bad, son.
I think they was feeling some kind of way about that South Park episode. Because they roasted them niggas.
I can't take it. I'm already on one. It's not right. And Roger Goodell needs to be fired for this.
Man, this dude.
Every Thursday night game been a buffoonery.
Yeah, yep. Man.
So we need a schedule shake-up. Packers versus Bears? Oh, anybody got papers?
Yeah, I got them.
Dang, I don't even got... Man. I don't know records.
The Black Hasselhoff, 27-21.
Oh, man. Oh, I kind of came up.
K. Dizzle, 28-20. And Stone El Tereblade, 26-22.
This is too close.
I so like 20, it.
What, 27-21?
28-20 for KD, and I'm 26-22.
So we was in the season right now, but we stone rocking them skinny Giants.
No.
Hey, that picture.
Yeah, just no. Me and Anthony be tied.
No.
From the Thursday night game.
And bump you up. What about that pit, that pose? We gonna do that pose?
Hey, man, let's not talk about that, dog, because I'm ashamed of that. That nigga cheese-eating grin, and whoever decided to put the ball between his feet, man, need to be fired, dog, for real.
Nah, I'm here. I'm here for that pose, dog.
Say what?
I'm here for that pose.
I'm saying, so it's either all right, skinny jeans and shmoney dance, or just go straight for the pose.
I want that pose, B.
KD, what you see?
It's a struggle either way. Cause you trying to shmoney dance in some skinny jeans. That's just all bad.
It's just gonna be bad either way, man.
I almost want to lose just to do the pose.
I can't take that pose. That pose.
Come on, man.
Check it. All right, check it out. Let's give the loser some kind of pride and let him pick what he want to do.
All right.
You can either shmoney dance in them skin tays, or you can go ahead and go balls out in that pose.
Every time a team lose, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Fuck.
Motherfuckers. Son of a bitches, man. You know how stressed I was on this New York game? I'm like, man, don't get my hopes up. And then these niggas come back and beat y'all, dog. Cause I'm going to be so fired up, man.
Oh, yeah. I also want to shout out me not switching my fantasy team. I had the Giants tight end that was doing all the damage on the bench with 30 points. And I got Pitta starting, and he's hurt. Dang. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
About to get your ass whooped.
Yo, who was that dude? Donnell? Yo, he showed his ass, B. That dude had three in a row.
Yeah, you know, you think
Was it three? I thought it was. I know he got three in a row. They first three came through him.
They tried to get him four.
Man, your boy Cousins, man. They need to put him on suicide watch, B, because that was a bad outing, man.
You know, you think you did something. Well, you pretty much know you did, but you don't want it to be true.
Yeah. So
I open the app. I'm scrolling all slow. Knowing I need to be at the tight end spot, and I'm all at the wide receivers, scrolling real slow. Don't be there. Don't be there. Dang, he's there. IR. 0 points.
Hell, duh.
Whole night ruined.
Yep.
All right, Packers at the Bears.
Let me get them Packadiles, man.
I'm going to try the Packers again.
Something got to give on this pack, though.
Aaron Rodgers looks like poo-poo bashusha. Poo-poo platter.
Spoon call. I'm going to go with Green Bay, too.
This is what I like. Keep it even.
Something got to give.
Bills at the Texans.
Let me get that up to the Texans.
Yeah, let me get them Texases. Don't take them Bills, boy. Get some separation.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills, man.
All right. Yeah, they
Texans ain't showing me nothing, McCoy.
Yeah, the Bills fucked you last week, too, so.
Who they lose to last week?
The Chargers.
Oh, I mean, that was expected. Titans at the Colts.
Come on, Colts. Bro.
Now, on this game, you can either take the Colts or Colt McCoy. What you going with?
Colts.
I got the Colts. Panthers at the Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah, what happened to the Panthers? This season's weird, dog.
They about to. Because Cam came back. They showed out. Then they got ran through on Sunday night. So, honestly, they're looking too good against another AFC North team.
So you got the Ravens too?
Yes, sir.
So you just gave them baby ears, huh?
Oh man, you know, I can't even.
And Steve Smith coming home after they let that go?
Yeah,
he ain't gonna do nothing.
Yep. All right,
yo, baby ears sweat too much, man. Yo, he was sweating through the little body armor shit. I'm like, God. Oh, and them pants, B. I can't fuck with you no more, son.
Oh, yeah, the press conference?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it looked like Count of Monte Crisco.
No, he actually looked like he actually looked like D. Wade.
No, he looked worse than D. Wade.
D. Wade had that same outfit. No, D. Wade was worse because he bow-legged.
No, but D. Wade is smaller.
Damn, that is
true. This dude looked like a damn linebacker wearing...
I don't know what he got his little brother pants on and shit.
I'm wearing them today. Lions at the Jets.
Off stage, them pants being so small.
Come on. Oh, man. Speaking of CJ, I got the Lions, man. The dude that fucked up his knee on the celebration, right?
Uh-huh.
What, Tulik or some shit?
Yeah.
I'm watching PTI, and they're talking about it. Why they had a picture of CJ at the top of the screen?
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, dude. They did.
They did him dirty.
Yeah, man. I was like, that's fucked up, man.
I wonder if you seen that. Lions at the Jets.
Lions.
I watched the Jets come out like world beaters. I got the Lions.
Yo, the Jets look like, Geno got demoralized.
Dude, the Jets look, they moved the ball so quick down the field and stall in the red zone.
Hell yeah.
Every time.
I was like, dang, they moving this ball too easy. They gonna win this. Nope. Out.
Like, his brain start to hurt when he get in the red zone.
Hell yeah.
Bucks at the Steelers. I got the Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah, get that steel curtain, man.
Palomalo
slowed down. Shout out to PJ and his garbage team.
Ooh.
Tampa Bay good, like the Hawks, when we was up there, just good to go watch other teams come in and play.
Hell yeah.
Dolphins at the Raiders. This is the game over in, I think, London or something?
London.
Yeah, London. I gotta go with them fans, man.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe I play good away from the crib. I'll go with the Dolphins.
And you know, it's always a safe bet to go against the Raiders.
Yeah, I don't even know who their quarterback or running back is.
No. Is it Ingram?
Maurice Jones-Drew is a running back. And did Carr get hurt?
After Maurice Jones-Drew got body slammed on his head, he ain't been the same. Week one. That dude getting me no fantasy points. It looked like he just ghosts. 4 o'clock? Jaguars at the Chargers? Poor Jaguars.
Charge.
Take the Chargers. And somebody, you get bonus points if you take the Jags. Anybody want to take it?
Nope.
Eagles at the 49ers. What the 49ers? What the
I don't know, man. I really don't know what's going on.
I'll try the 49ers again.
Yeah, man. Something got to give, Doug.
I'm going to go with the 49ers, too.
You got 49ers, Tom?
Yeah.
Falcons at the Vikings.
I'm going to say the Falcons, but watch Bridgewater come out and stunt.
Yeah. Nah, I still say with no AP, I'm going to take the Falcons, man.
Falcons across the board. Man, I should take the Vikings.
Yeah, you should.
Nope, but I'm taking the Falcons. Saints at the Cowboys.
Them Saints.
Them Aints, nigga.
I'm going to take the Saints with no confidence at all. These dudes straight horrible. How you only score 20 points on Minnesota at home?
Come on, man. You're fucking Drew Brees, man.
Gotta be kidding me. 3 weeks straight, they burned me. Monday night game. Patriots at the Chief of Leafs.
First off, who picked this as a Monday night game?
The worst picker ever.
I will not be. They will not be getting my dough on this one.
Fuck you.
I got the Chiefs.
Who you gonna pick, though, Stone, is the question.
Yeah, Stone.
Going with the Pats, man. You never go against
the Tom Brady. Look how the tide has turned.
You don't never go against Tom Brady.
I should insert audio.
I should have picked them last week though, man. God damn it.
So y'all.
Don't say fuck you for not picking the Chiefs, but he said, fuck that, I ain't pay, smiling at that gay ass pose either. So.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't tossing my feet up.
And that is week 4. Stop the music!
I want to know if his mama put that picture up on the wall.
Hey, man, I want to know who gave the go ahead, son, because that's what.
It's all wrong.
Hell yeah.
What y'all talking about? The cam picture?
Nah, the little gay boy.
The football.
Oh. Man, he had to be trolling.
That shit is crazy.
But that's supposed to that little picture man used to put your pit people in.
Not for no football.
Man, them dudes to put you in the wackest pose. Just put your hands right here. Now smile.
Yeah. It'll look like a, yeah. Like a cheerleader pose.
For real, man. Yeah, had to agree to that shit.
Man, maybe that's the pose he chose. I'm just saying, I could see me doing something like that.
Yeah, I can too.
Yeah, I can. And pass it about at school. Like, dare, nigga, try me.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm out of here.
Peace, peace, peace.